This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Studios, counting down to Christmas. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Henin. Show is called What's on Your Mind for a reason. We love learning what's on your mind. Thanks for all the texts today. Busy hour of those. More yet to get to. But we love your calls even more. Just to chat with you on the phone. 701-271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776. There was just a vote in the U.S. Senate, put forward by Rand Paul of Kentucky. Good idea, Kev. He wanted 60 votes for this kind of stuff to be able to pass.
Mm-hmm.
So the vote was to say we need 60 votes to pass a government funding bill through September of next year. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
Did it pass?
I'm betting it did.
It did not.
Oh, okay.
If it had, we'd be done with this $1.7 trillion mess.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm guessing that wasn't paid attention to.
It was that they swatted him away.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like a gnat.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
That's not what they want.
So now there's a vote by Ron Johnson. It's an amendment to the government funding bill that would eliminate all earmarks, which totaled $9.8 billion from the $1.7 trillion spending package. This is good.
Yeah.
Because now you got to be on record. You can't say, well, all this other stuff was in there and it funded the government, so therefore I had to do it. No. This would peel out. Think of that. $9.8 billion. How much money there are in earmarks in that thing?
Oh.
And it's literally like pennies. It'd be like, you're digging through the middle console in the car to try and be able to pay for a car wash or something. And you're like, there's $1, there's $2, there's, let's start counting my pennies. That's what the $9.8 billion is in the $1.7 trillion spending bill. $9.8 billion. Whew. So way to go, Ron Johnson. You know, these are important votes. Not necessarily because they'll pass, but because they put people on record. You know exactly where they stand on this stuff. So, didn't get to 60 votes, but we'll see what happens on the vote here. Republicans, of course, that 50-50 Senate can't do a whole heck of a lot, which is unfortunate. The amendments are happening now. This is a good one. And at some point, they'll have the final vote on the government funding bill. So, let's go to Moorhead. Cliff, what's on your mind? Thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning, Scott. I think with the Republic, well, all the politicians, unfortunately, when they talk 1.7 this, 1.7 that, no one understands what that is. Now, imagine, I just wrote those numbers down, divided by the population. So for a family of four, imagine if they spoke like this. For a family of four, this 1.7 is $20,000 onto your debt. You know, we're going to send you a bill. This is $5,000 per person.
Every family.
So imagine if they spoke. Well, yeah, per person. So family of four, it's $20,000. So I'll speak in the words, in the terms of family of four, and say this is $20,000. So the debt right now would be, you know, my gosh, it's so hard to figure right now, but it's your debt per person is well over $100,000. But imagine just saying we're going to put another $20,000 onto your debt, which is already for a family of four, $400,000. So when people go 1.7, good luck even writing that number down and getting it right without looking at it three times.
Yeah, here's another way I've done it before. See what you think of this, Cliff. If you put it into time, so a million seconds is 12 days. So, you know, pretty significant. A billion seconds is 31 years. But when we go to trillions, a trillion seconds is 31,688 years. So a trillion is 31,000 plus years. A billion is 31 years. And a million is 12 days in seconds. So
it's incredible.
It is. Yeah. That's mind-boggling.
Beyond. It is. And I almost think even if you took it down to, you know, again, I think what people understand is more of a monthly payment, unfortunately. But again, are you fine if we send you a bill, this 1.7, ask Kevin Cramer, you know, again, I know these guys voted no and blah, 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 because if they would have needed their votes, one of them would have voted yes. Okay, that's how I see it anyway. My point is, Kevin Thune or anyone, are you fine putting another $20,000 onto some family that's struggling? Send them the damn bill. Here's your bill. And that's what Republicans should do. They should go, the Democrats, here's a mailer at election time. The Democrats just put another $20,000 onto your bills. Are you fine with that? And no one would be, but no one understands 1.7, 1, blah, 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 you know. It's a shame.
It is, and we're going to be Venezuela if people don't start understanding how much money they're spending.
Well, right. Right, but unfortunately, as soon as you say, you know, they're going to tell you how it benefits North Dakota and how, you know, we need, and again, even I'm not going to pick on, you know, the bridges in Walsh County, whatever. Why doesn't Walsh County fix their bridges, you know, here and there? They haven't fixed anything for 100 years or waiting for government to fix their bridges. I mean, even flood control here, we could have taken and started heavily taxing ourselves and slowly built a diversion instead of relying on the government to do it. Would that cost a lot of money? Sure it would, but so does flood insurance, all those things. But we won't ever, you know, the Republicans, Hovind and Cramer, et cetera, are never going to talk about this is $20,000 onto a family of four that they can't afford because they have to support, you know, whether it's, you know, whatever the project is, you know, whether it's the diversion or the farmers or right. you name it, the state, the roads, etc.
But in this case, let's be clear, they're voting against it. So
correct. Yeah, but you think and I would just say, and again, I don't know this. I'm just, again, this is my opinion. If they needed those votes, it's sort of like when
that's a kabuki dance. You know, we don't know. Give them credit for voting no, and if enough people make a big deal out of it, they'll vote no next time, too. So I'm going to give them credit for voting no. I am. Appreciate your call, Cliff. Thanks a ton. Let's go to Moorhead and Joan. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Joan.
Turn down your radio, yes. Joan, if you can.
Yes. I'm sorry.
No problem.
That's all right. Just got to get you to turn that radio down so we can hear you better.
The echo.
I am not on, but I didn't know. Oh,
you're fine. Okay. No, go ahead, Joan.
Oh, yes. Is this the flag?
Yes, it is. Yep.
Yes. Oh, hi. Hi. Just calling. It's my first time calling, but just calling about this vote in the Senate. This omnibus bill, and I guess I should have been calling earlier. I know it's too late now, but I started yesterday calling the senators about the situation, how horrible it is for our country. And I was even able to talk with somebody from John Hoeven's office. But I know, like the fellow before said, they didn't vote for it, and I know they didn't. But my thing is, why aren't they encouraging these senators that did vote for it? Why aren't they encouraging them not to vote for it? Because if there was enough people standing up for this, and Mitch McConnell is so corrupt, and I know that people are very upset at him, but I think he's bought and paid for by China. You know, his wife is Chinese, and she's such a wonderful, lovely lady. I've always thought she was so sweet and wonderful, but I think her father owns a shipping company. And so, hello?
Yep.
Oh, well, what I was saying is this omnibus bill with Zelensky coming over and talking like he did yesterday about how much they need our money. Actually, this is such a big scam, and I know that people thought at the beginning that we were helping
Ukrainian
people.
Do me a favor, Joan. Do me a favor. Just hold tight so we can finish your statement when we do that after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away. PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus the great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, $1 off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming December auctions include 280 acres of exceptional cropland in Clay County near Barnesville and Cragness, Minnesota, 295 acres of cropland in Ransom County, 320 acres of cropland in Lemoore near Dickey, North Dakota, 780 acres of cropland near Chaffee, North Dakota and Cass County, 503 acres in Botno County near Westover, and an excellent line of gravel trailers and semi for DG Trucking in Bismarck. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Step.
it by 20 past the hour. The vote on the amendment by Rand Paul, I can't remember who it was. It was the one I was telling you about that would eliminate.
It was Rand Paul.
Yeah. Eliminate all of the earmarks that were in the bill failed. So we know who loves earmarks now. And now there's a vote, Senator Ron Johnson's amendment, to eliminate border management funds in the bill for transporting migrants. 60 votes needed there. Got a little chess going on there? What do you think he's doing there?
There's another one. We're going to spend money to transport the migrants that are here illegally. Where are we transporting them to?
But he's eliminating border management funds in the bill for transporting migrants.
Yeah. How about we divert those funds to hiring agents and building a wall?
It's Ron Johnson, Republican from Wisconsin.
Yeah,
he's one of us, so I don't know exactly what he's trying to get at there. But they're working their way through amendments to get to the final passage on the bill. So we're brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Meatloaf today. Sound good? 45th and Fargo. NP Avenue. Pulled pork or French dip sandwich. Valley City, Tater Tot Hot Dish in Harwood, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, pulled pork over mac and cheese or beefy noodles. Sound good or what? Chicken Alfredo in Glendon, Sloppy Joe's in Yulin, PetroServe USA, home cook and grab and go convenience. All right, back to Joan, then Jim in Fargo behind Joan. I just wanted to give you a chance to finish the thought you had without having to rush for the music, Joan. Go ahead.
Oh, that was just fine. Thank you. Just a mention about this Ukraine bill. If you notice how giddy and excited the regular mainstream corrupt media gets when Zelensky speaks like he did yesterday, and how excited Hollywood and everybody is about Zelensky and how important it is to fund this war for them, you wonder, why are they so excited? Why is the media so in favor of this war with Ukraine? Why? And you know that everything that Biden has done has been done to destroy our country. So wouldn't most people think, well, possibly this isn't a good idea either. And the money basically is not even getting to the people that we were thinking it was getting to. It's going to their big corruption. They're one of the most corrupt countries in the world. And Biden is so corruptly invested in that country like he is with China. So wouldn't people sit and think, boy, there's something to this. And the fact that he spoke at the same place where Churchill spoke, he is a stand-up comedian playing a president. He knows how to get to the feelings of people. So this is all a big scam to get our money, and it will never quit. They could have stopped this at the beginning. They could have negotiated with Russia, but Biden's people didn't want them to. Most of the Europe is not helping. They could be funding this war. They could be doing it. The oligarchs of Ukraine could be. Many countries, Davos, Switzerland, look how rich they are there. Why aren't they funding this? Why are our tax dollars going to fund this war? That's a big scam. And, you know, you brought up the border wall, the border with the Mexicans or the... But I just heard on the news that the cartels are making now, what is it, $13 billion now. The money that our tax dollars are paying are going to be paying these cartels, basically, for all the immigrants that they're bringing over and the good people that we wish were coming to. I would love it if everybody could come to the United States and live a good, wonderful life. There's nothing more that I would love because I love our country. And I wish we could share it with everybody. But so many of the people we know that millions are coming over that are of a war age and that are criminals that are going to help destroy our country. The cartels right now, from what we're hearing, and the majority of these poor little children and these women are being sex trafficked. This is the gospel truth. And nobody is doing anything about it. And they're not coming here for a good life. They're coming here in horror.
Right.
And nobody can do anything about it. And I hope that this thing with Carrie Lake, I hope she can be the next governor of Arizona because she will get something done.
By the way, the court case is going pretty well for Carrie Lake, a couple days in as well. But A, the fact that there is a court case is good news. And B, the early indications are that things are going pretty well. So that's good.
I just want to say, Joan.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Joan nailed it.
Spot on, kid.
Yeah, great. Appreciate the passion there, Joan. Call again. I know you said this was your first time calling. Don't make it your last. We want to hear from you again. Thanks so much, Joan. God bless. Jim in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, there's a new name for Mitch McConnell and the boys. They're Ozzie nailed it a long time ago. They're called war pigs because all they do is they make money off every bit of this, like Dick Cheney and the Bushes and everybody who's invested in this and voting for these wars. All that money is going to just make sure there's wars going on all around this world. That money that's being sent over to these countries to, you know, help their borders out, no, that's going to buy all that armament that's getting sent over to Ukraine and that's been left in Afghanistan. That's why they let the boy out, the Lord of Lore, because he knows how to distribute that, you know, the merchandise properly and get the every bang for their buck.
Jim, you're not agreeing with President Biden from yesterday, obviously, who said that Ukraine has demonstrated a strong stand against aggression. Listen to this.
Autocrats who wrongfully believe they might be able to make might right, and they're not able to do it.
Did you get that, Kev?
Totally, I got that, yeah.
What?
Right. No, right. No, Mike, you're right. I can't forget. I got another one for you, Kev.
you're killing me, Smalls.
Jim, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Here's what Hovind said about this bill. With American families facing higher costs due to inflation, Congress needs to stop spending. While there are provisions in the legislation we support, the top-line spending is too high. Instead of passing a massive $1.7 trillion bill, we should allow the next Congress to address government funding. Here's what Senator Cramer said. I continue to oppose the utter dysfunction of Congress, ramming through must-pass bills like this omnibus spending package with absolutely no transparency. Is disrespectful to rank-and-file members and the American people we represent. While there's some good in the bill, including fully funding our military and defense needs, I refuse to facilitate this bad behavior.
Essential. That's it. You get essential money, period.
Senators Hovind and Cramer deserve credit for bucking the trends on this one and going against it. And they're continuing to vote. They expect to have a final vote on the government funding bill at some point. Today, then, of course, has to go to the House, so that'll probably be tomorrow. So, ick, and more ick.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. First and foremost, I want to take a minute just to thank all you wonderful listeners out there from all the calls, texts, all the rapport I've been building with many of you over the past, I don't know how many years. And I want to thank you for your business. We really appreciated that. But more importantly, I want to encourage you to look at what we do as a method of saving taxes for your family, keeping your assets private, avoiding guardianship when you're incapacitated so the courts don't control your assets. And that way the family can have a very peaceful private settlement each and every time. I guarantee it. We put our name on it, we stand behind it, and we're proud to serve the loving citizens of North Dakota with pride. God bless you. God bless your family. 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Online at ndestateservices.com. ndestateservices.com.
USA News Update.
From the United States to China, from Europe to Latin America, and from Africa to Australia, the world is too interconnected and interdependent to allow someone to stay aside and at the same time to feel safe when such a battle continues. And your support is crucial.
Ukraine's President Zelensky in front of Congress Wednesday night, despite our own borders being threatened,
Former Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North on Fox News says this investment to Ukraine is an investment in American workers.
Most of that money is spent here in America. Good, hardworking Americans have the jobs.
They're calling it a bomb cyclone. Heavy snow is coming down across the Midwest to the East Coast and disrupting one of the busiest travel weeks of the year. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's been one of those days I don't want to do it twice. No matter what I say, it doesn't come out right.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour. A guest in studio that is doing some incredible things. Local Air Force veteran sleeping in his tent for 17 days, part of Operation Sleep Out, a campaign aimed at raising supplies and funding for Ukrainian war victims. Mark Lundquist joins us to talk about the effort. Mark, how are you?
Good morning, sir, and a cold morning it is here in Fargo, North Dakota.
What day are we in the 17 days?
Oh, boy, I think it's day six.
Wow.
And
you you didn't check the weather forecast before you started.
No, when a guy starts applying for the permits with the Fargo Park Board, which thank you for, you know, the mayor's support, the park board's support for that, I didn't know what the forecast was going to be.
Yeah.
You're committed. And so these guys can't predict or control the weather either. So they're out in a trench. I'm trying to bring them blankets. I'm trying to bring them something to keep them warm this winter.
Let's back up and start with your effort to go to Ukraine. You just picked up and said, I'm going to Ukraine.
Yes, sir.
And we follow that closely. But what led to the decision?
The cause of freedom. You know, I think it's similar to the way I felt when I enlisted, right? Same principles. If you read the oath of enlistment that we, make when we enlist and pledge to serve our country, and then you read the Constitution and the principles that it stands for, it seems like those same principles of freedom are at risk on another spot on Earth. So those same feelings of patriotism and, you know, the independence and the freedom that I love, you know, you meet people over in Ukraine, and I think they deserve that just as much as any other human being.
What did you find when you got there?
You were
very early on in the conflict, right?
Right. Late March, early April, we got boots on the ground over there. And what we found was tens of thousands of Western volunteers. I don't know if anybody knew that. Tens of thousands, Scott. Because I couldn't get a hotel. I couldn't get an Airbnb. I couldn't get a rental car for a few months there. So the world descended upon the Polish border. A few of us went into the country. And they're just helpers, right? And we're out there delivering van loads of aid, you know, maybe a box at a time even. People from Fargo, Hero here in Fargo, the healthcare recycling organization, they've got supplies from Essentia, from Sanford. I brought them on my person to Ukraine and given them to a Ukrainian, right? And so that's what it is, just these mini supply lines, you know, circumventing the big organizations who might swallow it up and just get it directly to the people who you got a cell phone number with and you shared a bowl of borscht with, right?
A bowl of borscht.
Right. I can trust that guy when he sends me a picture of my rucksack on a frontline soldier that I, you know, brought over there, that it's being used. So it's a good effort. There's a lot of people out there who still want to help. And so we just need support because, of course, people have grown weary. There's a lot of things to worry about in the world today. I understand that, of course, why do you want to tune into war every single day? But I think about the people I met. I mean, Scott, these are like, they could be your best friend. If I walk into a room at an NGO volunteer center in the Donbas, they'll drop what they're doing and we'll hug. I mean,
they're huggers, huh?
Right. I mean, but think about what that means. It's a foreign country. I've never been there. I don't speak the language. I never met them before. But you can make such strong relationships because you're helping them that they'll hug you and they'll text you and they'll worry about you sleeping outside in Fargo, North Dakota for the cause. It's just these are people, man. These are people, and there's good people all over the world. We're just trying to support them.
I would worry most about their psyche. Did you find the Ukrainian people just very concerned about what was happening to their country?
Let me tell you, I think that the mass trauma that's going on in Ukraine and other war zones around the world, that maybe we haven't really thought deeply about, what does that mean? What does it mean to live in a place where you're just trying to go to work? You're just trying to get a cup of coffee, and you see a missile land next to you. You know, that constant threat of missile attack, artillery attack, rockets, it wears on you even if you don't think it is, right? You know, I'm not a trauma specialist or psychologist, psychiatrist. I go to those people at the VA, right? And I think that, you know, of course we talk about PTSD in America with our veterans, but now you got post-traumatic stress with 38 million civilians too, right?
Yeah.
And of course the things that the guys on the front line are seeing are horrible, fighting war in trenches. You know, it's an artillery war, right? Guys are getting their limbs blown off. Tourniquets are the most needed thing in the country because they use 3 tourniquets per limb. And then, once you get the guy stabilized, you put him into a personal vehicle that has been outfitted to be an ambulance because the Russians, unfortunately, target ambulances. They don't follow the rules of engagement, the rules of war, the Geneva Conventions. And so my guys have got to take a minivan that you would take your family to soccer with, paint it green, put Level 4 body armor in the windows to protect you from shrapnel, and they're driving a Chevy Astro van out to the front lines as ambulances. Now, it's a 2-hour ride to Kramatorsk to the nearest hospital. That's not even, I'm not a medical professional, but I don't think they have a trauma 1 in Kramatorsk. You got to get to Dnipro. That's a city of 1 million people. That's 5 hours from where these guys are fighting out in, you know, the deep reaches of Severodonetsk a couple months ago.
So there aren't field hospitals.
I mean, they're the best they can, right? But remember, when we think of field hospitals and we think of the medical treatment that we get when we get blown up in the Middle East, we're in Landstuhl in Germany at a top level, maybe the best in the world, comparable to Walter Reed for our military guys.
Yeah.
And we're there in 8 to 12 to 24 hours. These guys die in the makeshift ambulance on the way to the hospital because it's too long of a drive, right? And now it's wet and cold. The 20s to 30s is the most dangerous and hardest to fight in because everything's muddy. It never freezes solid, right? And so these guys are just, you know, I've got combat medics who were working civilian jobs in the tech sector 4 months ago. And they kept pounding on the door at the Ukrainian Army Recruitment Center. And finally they got the requisite training to be able to go out and be authorized to do CAS-EVACs, or CAS-EVACs, you know, the casualty evacuations from the rear. I mean, these are civilians, man. They don't have military training,
but
they just want to help their fellow Ukrainian.
It's an incredible story.
So,
what was your mission there? What did you want to accomplish?
Well, at first I signed up to fight if they wanted me, but I had heard, and I don't know if I can verify this, they were only taking about 3% of the applications for the Foreign Legion. And I sat at a desk, Scott. I'm not a warrior. You know, I did intel. But I figured that if there's anybody who could help, if you're going to arm citizens of Kyiv that are bus drivers and daycare workers back in March and April, I figured that maybe somebody from the American military could help because you need command staff, you need logistics coordinators. So I went over there with that purpose to fight if I had to, but I knew that if I didn't get accepted with the Foreign Legion, which is probably, you know, the best thing that I wasn't because I could be cannon fodder. I would be a liability out there. I'm not a fighter. So I just joined a humanitarian mission and decided I'm going to talk to the guys that I used to, you know, same like I used to support the troops and our battle buddies in the military, right? You just do anything for them. They're fighting for America.
Yeah.
And so I did the same thing for the Ukrainian troops, and, you know, it was a joy to be able to serve them from America. And when you show up with your American passport, they say, A, what are you doing so far out here in the Donbass? How did you get here? But B, thank you for descending from America to come here to people who make $200 a month in the Donbass, U.S., and give, you know? And so my appeal to the people is that everybody could do something. You know, we pitch in for the floods, and nobody asks for anything in return, right? And we don't, you know, when the flood waters rise, we don't spend our time arguing about, you know, who's going to pay for it or where, you know, what government entity is going to get involved. You just go and toss a sandbag.
Just do.
That's what I did out there, and that's what lots of people are doing. We're just asking for support. So that's why I'm doing this campaign, to let people know of easy ways to help Ukrainians. I think a lot of people, regardless of what they think about the governments and armies, people's heart goes to the people. You don't deserve to get a rocket in your living room, right? Nobody deserves that. So I think people have maybe been a little bit wary of donating because nobody wants their money to go to corruption, right? Nobody wants their money to be lost or donated to some organization where it's not going to
help. This is humanitarian. This is helping people.
People helping people with a box of tourniquets, gauze, or a blanket, right?
Is it the top need, these medical supplies?
Well, medical supplies are going to continue to be the top need because the nature of the wounds are so severe. You know, you can give a guy a $300 first aid kit that would be, you know, a very good one, but you're going to use almost everything in that with the first casualty, right? Wow. And so we did a very good job to supply these guys in the spring. But there's been 10 months of war and casualties, and so now they're low on supplies, and we need to
reload,
replenish.
Yeah.
That's what the American military does. You know, we don't just buy supplies at the beginning of the war and then ride it out.
Right.
It's a continual logistics supply chain, and without the support of the American people, there's just not enough supplies to fill the need. So, you know, we're just asking this Christmas season to, as you think about your family, to also think about somebody out there who's living with no electricity. And it's 20, 25 degrees, right? And that seems like something that could be universal to everybody, no matter where you come from or what your beliefs or what how you vote. This is a human being named Vladimir and Andriy and Anna and Svetlana. And these are my friends. And I just want to help them because I think we can. And I've been taught that if you can help, you must.
And you're doing that by sleeping outside.
I'm sleeping outside because I tell you what, it's cold here in Fargo, and we know how to survive the winter, right?
Yeah,
if you're going to go on a fishing trip, you know how to outfit yourself and layer up, right? You got hunting gear in your closet. And most people out here, if I know them, we've probably got 8 of what we need, and 7 of them we'd never touched for about 5 years, right? Clean out those closets. Bring it down to Fix It Forward Ministries. Matthew Carlson's a great guy here. Drop it off there. Matt Carlson's going to give a $20 donation for every coat that gets dropped off.
Wow.
What a guy, right? Yeah. And so as humane as is possible, that coat can go on the back of a refugee fleeing who didn't have time to grab their winter gear when their house got destroyed. It will go to, you know, the undergarment of a Ukrainian soldier if you want it to.
So the top need is clothes.
Top need is warmth, yeah.
Warmth. Anything warm.
Hand warmers, anything. Yeah. Heaters, generators.
Right? Cash and coats.
Cash and coats. I like that. Yeah,
yeah.
It's the cash and coats project.
Yeah, and you're doing this how many more days?
I'll be sleeping out till New Year's Day here in Fargo.
Unbelievable.
So, and then with any luck, I'll fly over to Poland on the 2nd and bring all the stuff that I can over there across the border. Now, they don't want a lot of Western volunteers in the country right now because of power conservation, right? Simple concept. If your Western volunteer is in a hotel with a light switch on, that's one light switch in Ukraine that can't be on for Ukrainian.
Okay.
And so we're trying to be cognizant of that and not take local resources from people who need it more than I do. And so if I go over there, I will be taking some of these, you know, winter weather gear and survival gear with me in case I do have to sleep in my car, right? Once I leave the country, I'll drop it at a donation center and fly home.
You're awesome. Glad you're doing this.
Thank you, brother.
And I hope people support it. Where do they find you sleeping out?
Well, I'm doing a house party in South Fargo tonight.
Are you?
Closer to holidays, wasn't going to bother people with businesses or whatever, so I'm going to stay with some friends in their backyard for a couple days. And I got to go down to Ortonville, Minnesota. Artie's Bait Shop is hosting me there on Christmas Eve.
So you're everywhere.
And then we'll be at Atonement Church on Christmas Day.
And how do people support it? What can they do? Website or?
Journey Church. MarkJLinquist.com. MarkJLinquist.com. There's a Ukraine button there. We got a 501c3 you can pitch in.
MarkJLinquist.com. That sounds beautiful. And the coats and cash?
Coats and cash. You know, donate those to Fix It Forward Ministries. There are 3 locations in town. Drop them off there, and he'll make a $20 donation for your contribution. It's like a matching thing. So thank you so much for the support.
We love our folks at Fix It Forward. They're great. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiments, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Haul out the holly, put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking.
Let's go shopping, should we?
Things, but deck the
halls. This is a closed circuit message to anybody that has not done Christmas shopping.
Let's do it.
Looking for that perfect gift. MyPillow.com is the place, folks. Can you think of anything better than a pair of slippers for Christmas?
I got a couple of things off of MyPillow.com. The wife wanted the travel pillow, the smaller version of the one.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, she liked the way that one looked.
You have the body pillow, right?
We have two of them. Yeah, we love them. And then she finally committed about a month ago to the slippers, and she loves them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So wait till they actually form to your feet. Takes a little while.
They're having their best Christmas sale ever.
Yeah, it really is.
And the MyPillow bed sheets, $29.98. As low as $29.98 with your promo code SCOTT. There is that 700 fill down comforter. Promo code SCOTT gets you a great deal there. The men's slip-on slippers, the women's moccasin slippers, the men's moccasin slippers, the They are so great.
I'll just tell you this, after being on the site for a couple different days, that promo code SCOTT works literally. I mean, everything is a better deal with your promo code. Exactly. Some things are better deals than others because he's got super sales going, but that promo code across the site, just remember SCOTT when you go to check out and throws a discount on all of it.
If you go to MyPillow.com, it'll say Best Christmas Sale Ever. Click on that, and you can scroll down and take a look. There's pajama sets. Really, really great sleepwear they have at MyPillow. We don't talk about it a lot, but it's great. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. There's MyCoffee, too, at MyStore.com. Either of those sites, use the promo code SCOTT, and like Kev says, you'll get a great deal. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Ernie in Grand Forks, let's get you in here. What's on your mind?
Ah, good morning, Scott, Ernie. Say, quick question for your gentleman that was just on the air a little while ago. I just happened to click on there. Is there any credence or truth to the fact that they say Putin is emptying out the jails of convicts and turning them into troops?
That's a good question. Mark is gone. I've heard the same thing.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. I don't know if there's any chatter about that on the ground. But I've heard the same thing. I don't know if that's the case. Really wouldn't surprise me. Would it surprise you?
If it isn't, no, it wouldn't either. But if it is the case, these convicts have no reason to wonder if they're going to live or die. They're going to be the worst of the worst on the ground for atrocities in that part of the world.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Exactly right. Hard to believe.
Scott, try to have a good Christmas.
Will do. And appreciate your call, Ernie. Thanks very much. Merry Christmas. They're voting right now on an amendment to the monstrosity government funding bill. Senator Mike Lee has a Title 42 vote, which would preserve Title 42. They had an earlier one with two Democrats, Kristen Sinema, I guess she's an independent now, isn't she? And John Tester, Democrat from Montana, on Title 42, that needed 60 votes to pass, and it failed 87-10. But it also was about preserving Title 42. What do we make of that? Democrats smelling the coffee on the mess at the border. That's what I make of it. But now the vote is on Mike Lee's bill. So we'll let you know if that one passes before the end of the program. They're getting through all these amendments, and at some point they'll vote on the final bill, and then that'll head over to the House. So let me get a few texts in here. Texter says, isn't it funny how our government and arm of IRS will track us down and audit us if we claim $3.50 over on a deduction on our tax return, but we send trillions to foreign governments like Ukraine without asking for a receipt? Yeah, I don't know if funny is the word for that, but I hear you. Sad. Another listener says, I wish we could just go back to having Trump in the White House. People say, I don't like what he said or how he gets to whatever noise he makes. But look at the garbage we've had to go through and listen to every day about what this administration is doing. We didn't have this when Trump was in office. Got things done. People can't remember that. We're in big trouble. It's like we have 10-year-olds in the White House. Isn't it?
The things he got done don't matter to the people that don't like him. The policies, the good policies he had, and it doesn't matter because, you know, he made fun of people or he punched back or he's, I don't know.
Now we have this.
I just
thus
can't.
Far, they've stood alone. You know, and you haven't stood alone. You have had significant help. We've never stand alone. You will never stand alone when Ukraine's freedom.
You stood alone. Significant help. I think he's, you know what? I just figured this out, Kev. His speechwriter is the same one as Kamala Harris.
Yeah, they got a 6-year-old.
You stood alone. You won't stand alone. Yeah. You stood alone. You know what that is? That's, I don't want to look at my notes so I know what to say. Because then you'll think I'm looking at my notes, so I'm going to just glance at them, and then I'm going to have a word salad for you.
In the immortal words of Kamala Harris, the problems we have are problematic. And problematic problems need problem solvers.
Problem and a half. Yeah.
And the problems, and the problem solvers, well, that's a problem. We'll get those people together and solve those problems. Thank you for coming.
Be here all day. Listener says, God bless Jim, the flagpole guy.
Oh, amen to that. Good man.
I don't have a place for my flagpole, but I'm looking. Isn't he the best? He's great. That's for sure. All right. We're out of time. We'll see you tomorrow.
Well, that's it. I'm out of here. Merry Christmas, buddy. I'll be on tomorrow. So,
God bless.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.